Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Life Changing Seeds of Thoughts and Motivational Seminars. I am your host, Reverend Dr. Julia Melchior. The topic for today is how to be healed by the power of forgiveness, Series 2. Welcome to each and every one of you who are online. Today, I would just recap a little about last week's program, and remembering that that was series one, we were discussing the power of forgiveness and how it heals us via our minds and also our bodies. So today's topic, we'll begin with series two, on the power of forgiveness. When you forgive, you're letting go of negative energy that did attach itself to you and depleted you of your innate God self. That's the attribute within you. Now, we should understand that forgiveness means to let go. And some of you might be saying, well, what am I letting go of? You're letting go of the anger, the pain that you're probably feeling from within your own being. Forgiveness is not for the other person. Forgiveness is for you. Regardless to if you were hurt by them or betrayed by them or feel condemned, in whatever capacity, the art of forgiveness is to heal your own being, is to allow you to become free and feel happy. Now, we know that a happy mind always bring about within us happy attitudes. And that attitude, we might want to call it an attitude of gratitude. Now, forgiveness also means that there is nothing to block our energy. And this energy flow relates to us in our daily lives. When we are in pain, when we are angry, there is an energy that accommodates itself with that. But when we are free, that very said energy turns into an energy of love and of happiness. So these are two very good reasons why we should always forgive. Now, it's not the circumstance nor the condition that really takes place that means that we should forgive. It is simply to find ourselves in a very good place. Can you imagine that each time you are awake or get out of bed, that there's a particular issue on your mind that keeps bothering you, that keeps nagging at you, that keeps reminding you? Actually, for some of us, the pain is gone. But because we keep remembering the situation, the pain flows over and over. So today, I am definitely hoping that most of you can forgive and love yourselves a little more and understand that these conditions, it definitely doesn't make you to be the person that you are. It's a condition. It will pass away. It's a situation. You can end it. Only you and you alone can end it and go on to a new situation and new conditions in your life. So this when we're unforgiving, it means this negation builds up most of the time within us. It comes into our lives like, you know, something really like a disease. It's like having a disease, and my term is, I always say, disease in the mind means disease in the body. So this negation builds up like a disease, and it becomes a disease in the mind. And it manifests itself and just causes more and more chaos and confusion and unhappiness. And the thing about negation, it doesn't tell us or warn us where it's going or how it's going to become. It just happens in our lives. For instance, a good thing can be coming your way. And for a moment, you forget all about your pain and all about everything, and you become very excited, ready to receive it, only to realize that you were right there to get this good into your life, and it did not happen. Well, this is called the energy, the negative energy that keeps flowing over and over. And it goes into different areas of our lives. So that's another good reason for you to forgive and get the healing that is needed. Now, healing should become your only outlet. Healing yourself should be the important thing, the most vital thing. It should be, you should make it as strong as, you know, telling yourselves, I have to accept healing. And it's simple and very effective. There are two methods that you can gain this healing. One is by going to God, your Father, in spirit and in truth, confessing of that sin, or by verbally saying to the other person that you're forgiven, or can you forgive me? Regardless to which one it is, the most simple but purest method that you can have forgiveness. You can ask it of God. We know that our God is a God of love, and he will work right within you. You know, when I think about God, it's so awesome, because God then comes in a measure of great love and understanding, regardless to whatever we have done in our lives. And God just touches us, you know, with this wonderful healing quality. And he gives to his children the patience and the virtue that is needed for them to either forgive others or to be forgiven themselves. So the thought of going to God should be a thrilling idea. It shouldn't be an idea of, God is going to punish me, I've done this terrible wrong, how can I be forgiven? He is always waiting to love you and to take care of you and give you the freedom that is needed. So we understand that as we forgive if we are forgiven, or you want to forgive another, it means simply to release thought error and allow yourself the opportunity to create a new desire of the divine flow of truth. How beautiful. As you allow that thought error, remember, it's a thought, it's an error, it is nothing lasting, it is nothing that can stay with you for the rest of your lives. And as you allow yourselves the opportunity to create a new desire, instead of anger, instead of being sad, instead of guilt, then you can have that divine flow from within your being. Today, I'm urging each and every one of you to forgive others or to receive forgiveness from another. This is the most powerful tool that you can use to access forgiveness. And before our program comes to an end, I would love to leave with you a spiritual treatment. So if you'd relax and just be still, presence of Almighty God, and know that He is right here and right now. The divine love of God now touches each and every one of you, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. This presence and power now flows into your mind, correcting any thought error and allowing you to realize that you are a gift of the Holy Father. Today, it touches anyone in your world who might have offended you, or you might have offended. It gives you the liberty and the joy and the peace of well-being and divine good. You now flow into this newness and create this powerful you to receive God's rich blessing. And so be it. It cannot be otherwise. God bless you all. And I want to thank you once more for being on this show. Life-changing seeds of thoughts and motivational seminars. I would also take the opportunity to bless and to thank everyone who attended our last intense seminar workshop and dinner. God bless you for supporting, and I love you. I am your host, Reverend Dr. Julia Melchior. Until next Tuesday, have a powerful week and manifest your divine good. Amen.